A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Oh, hello there. Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts per se.
Or what's like the opposite of per se? Like, or in actuality. Or not in actuality?
Or at all.
Or at all. We're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
Indeed we do. And, you know, this is a mini episode, which is where we hear from you, the listeners of this podcast. We share your comments and your thoughts, and we try to answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we're not experts. We're podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
And if you would like to reach us, our voicemail and text message number is 781-591-0390, and our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And you may visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. Please do follow us on Twitter at forever35pod, on Instagram at forever35podcast. Join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/forever35podcast, where the password is serums. And please do sign up for the newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter. And if you're hearing this on Monday, June 7th, I really hope you're going to join us at the happy hour later today.
Where I'm just going to party my butt off.
I can't wait. Oh, just a reminder that the two-day Thanks for Waiting launch event extravaganza is happening on June 28th and 29th. The one and only Kate Spencer will be there, as well as...
for both nights.
For both nights. Many other special guests, including Jasmine Guillory, Elizabeth Holmes, Maureen Goo. I mean, the list goes on. It's going to be great. It's going to be a party. There's a free ticket that gets you access to everything. There is a paid ticket that gets you a signed copy of Thanks for Waiting, plus access to a very fun after party where a bunch of the special guests will be participating. There is a link to register for the launch event in our show notes on our website. It's also on my website, dori-shafrir.com. There's no reason why you shouldn't be there. It's going to be great. You can come for one night. You can come for two nights. It's up to you, really. Anyway, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're having a little bit of a...
Am I having an existential crisis?
I think you might be. What's going on?
Okay,
talk
you know,
to
it's
me.
It's been brought on by another podcast.
Oh, go on.
Okay. So I have been binging June Diane Raphael and Jessica St. Clair's podcast, The Deep Dive. Now, they're only a few episodes in. I would say maybe like 5, 6, something around there. And I'm obsessed with it. And one thing that June said on an episode that really got in my head, it was a real earworm, was, you know, they were talking, I think they were actually talking about skincare and all that. And like, you know, like body physical transformation, like getting injectables or fillers or boob job or whatever. And something June said was like, you know, I also want to make sure I'm doing the inner work And I'm really focused on the inner work as well as the outer work. And I was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. The inner work. Now, of course, I do inner work on myself. That's not what I'm saying. But it it did this and also aligned with the fact that we interviewed Anne Lamott. And she, I've read some of her books, and I read her most recent book, Dusk, Night, Dawn, and she's a very spiritual person with a very engaged spiritual practice. And I was like, what's my spiritual practice? I don't think I have one. Now, I'm not asking for advice on religion. Religion right now, maybe this could change. Never say never, but it's not for me. It's great that it's for other people. I support it. I will go to your church, your mosque, your synagogue, your whatever with you. I enjoy learning about different religions. But however, I am not drawn to a religious practice, but I am interested in a spiritual practice. And I do think there's a difference.
Yes, I agree.
And so I've kind of been doing a little soul searching about how I feel a bit aimless and lost spiritually. And what is my inner work? What is my, what is fulfilling me spiritually? What is going to be a constant for me through the years?
These are the big questions, Kate.
And I don't have an answer. And
I mean, isn't that the point?
Well, we're always searching for an answer,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I mean, yes.
But I do also feel like I don't have spiritual comfort, perhaps is the word I'm looking for. So, you know, I did two things just to kind of like, I don't know, do some exploring. And one thing I did was I went through my Peloton app. As you know, I'm a Peloton subscriber.
Yeah.
And they have many, many short meditations. And so I made myself a 30-day meditation calendar via the Peloton app. I made an Excel document. It's actually very beautiful, I have to say. I'm very proud of this document.
I'm proud of you.
It is so pretty. I love a pretty document. And I just put a meditation in for every day. And I kind of curated it a little bit with themes. And I went with the shortest ones. And, you know, you could do this with anything. I went with Peloton because I do like that they track everything, because I'm a sucker for like seeing things tracked. But I'm also, you know, I'm also a Calm subscriber, and they sponsor a podcast, but I subscribe to them independently. They would be a great spot to find meditations for this. And I'm happy to share this with people if you are a Peloton user. And then I also, as a second,
you should
part
share
of that,
it in Forever 35 Peloton.
Oh, that's a great idea. Okay, I'll do that. And then as a second part of this, I made a second document that is a gratitude calendar where I'm just writing one thing I'm grateful for each day. And so I have these two documents. So I will go check out, do the 5-minute meditation, write my gratitude, and move on. And then the other thing I did, Dory, that I was called to do, is I bought myself a new journal.
Okay.
Now, look. Sitting behind me right now are a graveyard of journals. Are a graveyard? Sitting behind me is a graveyard of journal story. RIP to the shelf of journals that I have started, the notebooks. But I just felt like I needed something fresh and new
along
with the fountain pen that I bought myself, thanks to the Forever 35 pen heads who set me on this journey. So I have this vision of myself journaling in my new journal this summer with my fountain pen. Now, are these things spiritual practices? I don't know. But I just wanted to do something. If anyone's curious, and I'll discuss my fountain pen more, it hasn't arrived yet, but I bought the Lamy Safari fountain pen on the recommendation of a few listeners. So truly, pen heads did weigh in, and it was really exciting.
We did hear from yes.
A lot of penheads. A lot of fountain freaks. Nobody uses these terms, but we're going to start. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm curious, like, do you feel like you have a spiritual practice? Does that resonate with you? Do you feel like you need one? Am I just like kind of reeling in the like chaos of the world and looking for something to like cling to? I don't know. What is this?
Are you asking me or are you asking our listeners?
Well, I think first you, okay. And then maybe listeners.
Well, Kate, I don't know if you recall, like a couple years ago, I was like, I want to get more into Judaism, and I was looking for a synagogue. Do you remember this whole thing?
Of course, and you've been doing Shabbat. Found
one. Yes, I found one, and I joined like right before COVID.
Of course.
And like honestly, virtual synagogue just like doesn't really do it for me. I mean, I do think that for me at least, like a religious practice is something that I like to do in the community of other people. Mm-hmm. Like that's part of the whole point, and doing it virtually just like didn't really work for me. So and I'm also debating whether the synagogue is right for me. There's like things I like about it, but also things that don't totally feel right. But then I'm like, maybe there is no perfect place. Yeah. You know what I mean? So all this to say, yes, this does resonate with me. I think I am a little bit more on the looking to religion side of things versus just like spirituality. I don't really know, like, for me, again, this is all for me personally. For me personally, like spirituality as spirituality, I don't totally know what that means. Whereas like religion has this framework that feels very familiar to me. And so it's easier for me to just kind of like slot myself into there.
Yeah.
Especially because I don't really take, like, I know some people have issues with the religions that they were raised in. For various reasons, and I don't really have that. Like, I don't really have an issue with the type of Judaism that I practice. So that's not really an issue for me. And like, you know, believing in God is like a question that I actually don't even think is like relevant
to having a spiritual practice.
To having a religious practice.
Oh, I agree with both. Like, I totally agree.
And I feel like for a while that like tripped me up. Like, I was like, well, you know, if I don't believe God exists, like, how can I practice a religion? And now I'm sort of like, I don't think that matters, which I'm sure a lot of people disagree with me on, but that's again how I feel. I'm only speaking for myself. So
I didn't
yeah,
mean I to take us into like prickly religion territory. I'm sorry for putting you on the spot.
No,
about
look,
this.
I actually don't think that we should consider religion talk to be prickly.
Okay.
Like I think it's just it's something that we can talk about. So let's talk about it.
Okay. Wow.
And I support you on this journey.
Do you think a new monogrammed journal is a superficial way of attaining spirituality?
No, I think a new monogram journal is appropriate at any time. And also to answer your question about whether you're just like searching for something sort of in the midst of the chaos of the world. Yes. I mean, I think that's why people turn to religion and spirituality to help them make sense of the world.
Yeah.
So it's not surprising that, you know, coming out of a global pandemic when the core of our beliefs was like, and everything that we thought was true about the world was completely shattered. No, I don't think it's surprising that you would be searching for some sort of spiritual comfort at all.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
How are you?
I'm fine, but you know, we've actually been talking for a while, so I think we should take a break.
Okay.
And we should hear from listeners.
I'm sorry I hijacked this conversation.
No, it's a very interesting conversation. And I actually think that it's one that we can talk about more. And I'm interested in hearing about your personal journey and of our listeners.
Oh, well, thank you, Dory, for your support. I appreciate it. All right, let's take a little break and then we'll burb.
All right.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. All right, we are back. I'm assuming this first one is actually a voicemail?
No, Dory. This is an email. This was the email.
Ah. Okay.
This was the full email.
Great.
Listeners, I mean, look, we love when people reach out to us because we never know what we're going to get. Sometimes we get a thousand word manifesto. And other times we get 1 to 2 sentences. This person had a second sentence to this email, but I think there was a typo in it and I couldn't make sense of what they were asking, so I just didn't include it. But their question was this, which I thought was a good one. A question about sunscreen, - how to reapply over makeup, ! That's it. Now, I think this is a really good question because, you know, at least when I do my makeup with sunscreen, I put my sunscreen on after I'm done with my skincare. Then I put my whole head of makeup on. And then you go out into the world. And if it's 9 a.m, you're going to want to reapply that sunscreen.
Yeah.
But most of often the sunscreen we use on our face is a cream consistency.
Yes, this is also true.
So I see what's happening here. And I will tell you that the solution I have come to is a makeup setting spray with SPF.
Mm.
Now, I have no idea how I received this product, if I bought it or if it was in like a FabFitFun box or I don't know.
Sure. But
at some point, Kula's makeup setting spray SPF 30 came into my possession. And that is what I use. And I think if you were going out and about, you could slip this into your tote and give yourself a little spritz. The other recommendation, I think, is like a mineral powder sunscreen.
Yes.
Which Color Science makes one that I use. But I mean, you could just Google like SPF makeup setting spray, and I think that would provide you with the coverage you're looking for.
I agree with this as well.
Thoughts?
I feel like we get this question quite a bit, actually. And a makeup setting spray with SPF is usually our answer. Or, you know, like you said, the powder. I think these are both the answers.
I'm just looking on Target right now, and Neutrogena has a Daily Defense sunscreen face mist with SPF 50. And I mean, in a pinch, I would just spray, if you have a spray sunscreen, I would just squirt that on your face.
Totally.
I think you can also use makeup with SPF too to give you like an added boundary.
Oh.
There you go.
Interesting.
That's where I've landed.
Okay. Okay. Great.
All right. Transitioning on to some productivity tips, tricks, thoughts.
Discuss.
All right. One person wrote to us and they said, Kattendorf, when I was doing my MSc, I believe that is a social work degree, I really started struggling with comparing my productivity levels, or rather the performance of productivity, to those around me. I made myself a small note to remind myself that I don't have to, quote, do productivity in the same way as everyone else. It read, I'm lazy and it feels good. It's almost 5 years later, and now that note is framed and hanging in my house, lest I forget how good it feels to be lazy. And they wrote, Viva mid-morning baths and turning down work that doesn't suit you.
Amen.
Ooh, baby. Yeah. And I should add that this listener included a photograph of this framed note.
I appreciate that.
Which is so cool. Yeah, and they skillfully framed a note and hung it on their wall. So, yeah, you know, this is a real hang-up that I personally have, this idea of productivity. And I actually think it goes kind of hand-in-hand with my adult ADHD diagnosis in a lot of ways. Well, there's so much, like, I think, shame associated with, quote, lack of productivity or lack of getting things done.
Yes. Hey, we just talked about this. Remember?
No, Dory, didn't we establish at the beginning of the episode that I don't remember things?
Remember it? Okay, so I was like, I said something and I was like, what if they think I'm lazy? And you were like, what if they think you're lazy?
Yes, 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 yes.
And then we got into that whole conversation about this.
Well, that is what this listener is responding to.
Yes.
But I mean, easier said than done, right? Like, it's easy for me to be like, well, who cares, Dory? What if they think you're lazy? But you actually have to grapple with that.
Yes.
And there can be consequence. Like, there could be the loss of work and the loss of income if people thought that, you know?
Yes. Well, and I mean, I think that's where we get into, you know, questioning the whole capitalist system that rewards this type of, you know, manic productivity.
And how poorly as a country we treat our workers.
Yes.
And how we don't give time for rest.
Mm-hmm.
And how we don't give people good benefits.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a larger conversation.
Agreed.
What I'm hearing is that we need to run for president as a unit and solve this.
I mean, if we were president, things would be a lot better.
Whew, okay, well, we had another comment about productivity. All right.
Should I read Kat, this?
Yeah, you read this one.
Okay. Hi, Kendor. Listening to Mini Ep 208, and I really related to your talk around wrapping your self-worth up with your level of productivity. I'm working on getting out of the mindset that I have to work myself to exhaustion or otherwise I'm not doing enough and should feel guilty. Ugh. I read the book Laziness Does Not Exist by Devin Price recently, and it was so good on this topic. They go into where this cultural value of productivity comes from, who benefits, guess what? Not you. As well as the psychology slash science side of things. You can't push yourself past your limits and produce good work. You're actually more efficient if you work less than the 8 hours per day. Our brains weren't meant to focus intently for hours at a time on one task. I need to read this book.
I do too. And you know what? A few people contacted us to recommend it. This was not the only person who suggested this book.
Okay.
Yeah. So I am majorly intrigued by this, and I think this would really help. And like truly unlearning this is the same as having to like unlearn diet culture, right? Like it's that same thing. It's so ingrained in us.
It's so ingrained in us. Yes.
The stories we tell, our family stories. I mean, it's just, oof.
Yes, it's so true. I'm really glad that people have written us about this.
I am too, Dory. Yeah. I would love to keep talking about it. It kind of ties in, I feel like, with what we were talking about up top, too. Like, and ultimately, isn't this individual self-care, but also like the self-care of humanity?
Yes.
What am I on today? I feel like I'm really just randomly dropping deep thoughts that make no sense. The self-care of humanity.
I'm into it.
Oh, goodness. All right. So, Dory, you had set an intention about not to go hoarse while you were recording your audiobook, which was days and days of you talking.
It's true.
And someone wrote in with some well thought out tips. Or excuse me, someone called in.
Yeah. Hi, Kate and Dory. I'm a little behind on the podcast, but I wanted to call in and share some insight into helping preserve Dory's voice while she records her book. So I am a speech language pathologist, and I treat a lot of patients who have misused or overused their voice for a variety of reasons and end up with a hoarse voice or no voice. So I have a lot of tips and tricks that are just generic ones. One of the biggest things that I tell all my patients is to try to limit their caffeine and alcohol intake and improve their hydration. Because if you're dehydrated, your voice is going to get hoarse. Also taking a spoonful of honey is super helpful and very soothing. It also has a lot of soothing, healing properties. So if you irritate kind of your throat or whatnot, that can be an issue. Reflux, acid reflux is a huge one that causes irritation to your voice. So if you're going to be using your voice a lot, try to limit those acidic foods, you know, and really make sure that you're sticking to kind of more of a bland diet, and just trying to rest your voice as much as humanly possible when you're not using it. You know, and if you feel like your voice is getting hoarse, taking a sip, taking a break if you can, and then restarting. Anyways, those are just some generic suggestions. I hope that everything goes well, and Dory, that your voice doesn't get too hoarse while you're using it so much. And I feel like also these suggestions are just great for people who are using Zoom and telephones and all that good stuff a lot more. Yeah. So love the pod, love you guys. And, hopefully I can hear this on the pod. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for all those tips. And I feel like I did a lot of those.
Did you not drink coffee?
Well, I did. I do drink coffee, and I did drink coffee. I had my traditional tall iced latte in the morning, but I didn't have any more coffee throughout the day. I drank some Throat Coat. I kept, you know what I actually think made the biggest difference or had the most impact was I stayed very hydrated with water. Mm. And I do think that that was the most important thing. And I did stop to take like a pause, you know, almost like I feel like almost every page or two to have a sip of water.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I feel like I most often lose my voice at like parties.
That makes sense, though, because you're probably not drinking a lot of water and like you're talking loudly, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. So. I always come home and I'm like, ugh. I mean, not like I'm raging right now, but you know what I mean.
I do know when I party. You mean.
All right. Dory, it's time for a break. Hmm.
All right. Let's take a break. All right, we are back with a voicemail.
Hi there, calling on a rainy day here in New Jersey. I wanted to call and talk about what Kate was talking about several weeks ago now regarding her behind. So I do a lot of indoor cycling. And the other day, I was looking at myself in the mirror and I was horrified at the state of my but they were just not good. The sweat, everything. They were like bumpy and red. So I went online to go buy some CeraVe salicylic body wash, thinking that would be it, but it was back ordered. So what I have been doing, which seems to really be helping, is two things. Number one, I use the CeraVe salicylic acid face wash. And I do wash my face in the shower, which I know I'm not supposed to, but it is what it is. So after I wash my face, while I still have soap on my hands, I soap up my butt cheeks. And then I also buy the Pixi Glow Tonic, and I buy the pre-moistened pads because I travel sometimes, so I can just throw them in my bag. And they're double-sided, so I use one side on my face, and then when I'm done, I turn it around and use the other side on my butt. Anyway, just wanted to share. Thanks so much. Bye.
Hey, butt care is self-care.
And you know what I love especially about this person is that they are really being using, like they seem frugal, which I respect.
Totally.
Like they're not wasting a drop. Like they're using one side on their face and then the other side on their butt rather than getting a new pad for their butt. Like I love squeezing every drop out.
It's so funny. It's so true.
You know, Pixi sent us some products, which was a real treat. And so, they sent us some body products. So I'm excited to give those a whirl.
You know, I have used their glycolic scrub a couple times.
In the shower?
Yeah. I put it on dry skin and then I wash it off in the shower.
Mm.
And I think it's pretty good. I gotta say.
Well, this listener would agree, I'm sure.
I'm sure. All right. Let's hear one more voicemail.
Hey, guys. I know it's not a thing in America, but if anyone can make it a thing in American English, your newsletter comes out fortnightly. That's the word. It comes out fortnightly. Again, I know you don't use it there, but if anyone can make it catch on, it's you guys. Thanks.
Fortnightly. Of course.
Now, I don't think we can do this.
You don't?
I don't think we can change this. I mean, for our specific country where we live, no.
But maybe we can change it.
People.
Maybe we can change it personally.
Do you think, and now look, this is going to be our activity of the week. Try to say fortnightly once in a conversation. But like if that came out of your mouth, let's say like you and I were out to dinner with a group of friends and someone was like, hey, Dory, how often do you go for a run? And you're like, oh, I go fortnightly. And this is no disrespect to people who use this word in you know, UK, Australia, South Africa, Canada, possibly. I don't know. New Zealand. But Dory, truthfully, fortnightly, how can that come out of our mouths?
You just don't think it can catch on.
Bi-weekly is so, like, that is in my brain, but fortnightly?
I like
it's how beautiful.
Like,
it sounds
I like
gorgeous.
How like offended you are by this.
I love the suggestion. Oh, I just don't believe in myself that I could ever use this word. It's kind of like when I try to sign an email off with cheers and I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm performing. I don't feel like this is a real word that has come out of me.
Hmm. All right. Well, I hear that.
Again, I am in a spiral today. This is just a lovely suggestion about a word and I've taken it and made it into something more. But our newsletter does come out fortnightly. That's right.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
And fortnightly sure means every 2 weeks, once every 2 weeks.
Yep. Okay. Well.
Okay. Well, listen, I will talk to you in a fortnight.
I can't wait. I really can't wait.
Oh, boy. How long is your trip? It's a fortnight? Do you say fortnight to describe a full 2 weeks, or does it just mean it takes place every 2 weeks? Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Is a fortnight 2 weeks long?
I think it is.
Okay.
I know. It's a lot.
I love still learning new things here. All right. Well, listen, we love you, listeners. Thanks so much for all your thoughts and tips and questions.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Cheers.